If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
All right, Dad, today we're talking about a theme that I'm really interested to hear your thoughts on.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about, like, eating meat versus no meat. No meat is definitely getting the momentum, but there's a lot of meat eaters out there who will beg to differ.
Yeah, there's an interesting wave, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
What are these patties here?
These are veggie burgers.
I don't think you've ever made me a veggie burger. I know you have them at Bobby's Burgers, but I don't know that you've ever made me a veggie burger.
Yeah, and the only reason why they're at Bobby's Burgers is because it happened by mistake. I mean, for a while, I was like, I'm not making any veggie burgers. And, you know, that was short-sighted because...
A little stubborn.
It's not that it's stubborn. I was just like, you know, do I really have to make a veggie burger? So the answer is,
yes.
I'm making them now because, number one... I was on Beat Bobby Flay, and somebody challenged me to a veggie burger.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to make it.
Oh.
On the spot. And I was like, oh, God. Like, seriously, it's like one of those moments where I was just like,
no.
Can't we just make a beef burger and get on with it, you know? But yeah. Of course, like, the guy challenged me to a veggie burger, and so I, like, had to think about, like, what I was going to do.
Right.
And so here's what I came up with. I came up with... mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, or cremini mushrooms, I can't remember what I did on the show, that had, I cooked the cremini mushrooms, and then I cooked them in barbecue sauce after I cooked them.
Mm.
So it had like that smoky flavor to them.
Yum.
Then I cooked some red quinoa and some chickpeas that I pureed. And then I combined all that together and I made a patty out of it. And then what I did was I made like a little bit of a crust for it using quinoa flour and an egg to coat it.
Mm.
And then fried it.
So is that what we have here?
That's what we have here. And these now, we sell these at Bobby's Burgers. And Frank, we just opened in Yankee Stadium, and on the very first day, 1/3 of the orders were veggie burgers.
Wow.
I was like, I have to say, like, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, that's interesting to me.
So this is obviously very different than, like, an Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat Burger.
Yep.
You know, which, you know, is trying to emulate the look and, I guess, taste of a beef burger. That's not what this is. This is a veggie burger that tastes like
veggies.
Things that it's made out of.
Yeah.
You know? So. All right, so today's episode is about meat versus no meat. And there's a lot of different categories when it comes to this, because mm-hmm. there's just being a vegetarian or one step further, which is being a vegan, of course. Then there's fake meat, as they call it. Then there's like, you know, protein substitutes, things like tofu and tempeh. And then there's like also like other meats impersonating other meats.
Yep.
Like
imitation.
Chicken chorizo.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm still getting past chicken sausage.
I like chicken
sausage. Or turkey
sausage.
Bacon. I mean, it's just never going to happen for me.
I like chicken sausage.
Yeah, chicken sausage kind of works. It can be dry, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have that fat, the fattiness from like from the classic pork or lamb,
yeah.
a lamb sausage. But look, I mean, I think what's happened is that it's made the world a much more interesting place in kitchens and restaurants, because it's made chefs, it's challenged chefs to, listen, it wasn't that long ago that I remember a vegetarian would come into the restaurant and it would be, that person would be like singled out.
Right.
We have a vegetarian on table 27. What? What's he going to eat? Steamed spinach, obviously.
Yeah.
Like seriously, like that's,
right.
Panic, that was the extent of it.
Panic
and,
mode.
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, like we as chefs, like I can't speak for everybody, but like, in general, we did not think about the vegetarian diet whatsoever.
Right.
Forget about vegan diet.
Vegan, yeah.
And or now, you know, meat substitutes and plant-based everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, I'm actually involved in a plant-based frozen dessert. Well, you can't even call it ice cream.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's basically emulating the ice cream. And so... But it all makes it's all starting to make a lot more sense to me, and I'm sure everybody else who's cooking in this world, because, well, first of all, it challenges you to become creative, to create dishes that are, you know, plant based or vegetarian based, that are flavorful and interesting, and, you know, have the same wow factor as, you know, like a big steak in the middle of a plate. Or a sliced lamb dish, or a beautiful piece of fish, or whatever it is. You know, creating vegetables and making them the stars of the plate is where we are today.
But you know, what's interesting to me, though, is that you would always say that the at Gatto, the paella was one of the most ordered dishes that you had.
It was the most ordered dish.
Okay, and that's a vegetable dish.
Yeah, so that...
But that surprised you, I remember.
Shocked me beyond belief.
Yeah, I mean, it was so good, of course, but...
Well, it's a kale and wild mushroom paella with crispy artichokes, and it had a saffron sauce on it. And, you know, it was one of those things where, like, Gatto was not a full-on Spanish restaurant, but it was about the Mediterranean. And so Spain obviously played a role there, and I wanted to do a paella, but I didn't want to do sort of a classic paella with the shellfish and the chicken. I had done that, you know, for 15 years at Bolo. And I wanted to do something a little bit more sort of the moment. So we went kale and wild mushroom. And I remember a few days before the restaurant opened, I was like not happy with the dish. And I literally said to Christine Sanchez, who was like my culinary consigliere, I said, I'm taking this dish off the menu. It's one of the things I do. I mean, I just did it at Amalfi. Like, 5 dishes did not make the menu.
Hmm.
And it's, I mean, it's an edit game. You start with a lot and you
right.
and you whittle it down to the things that you think are really good. I mean, and these are dishes that I tried to make better, and we did make them better, but they didn't quite make the cut.
Hmm.
And I just, Instead of like forcing the issue, I cut bait. There'll be another dish.
Yeah, of course.
Be another dish another day. So the kale and wild mushroom paella almost didn't make the cut. And then Christine Sanchez said, I want you to, let's look at it a little differently. We figured it out. She was very helpful with it. And it every single night, Sophie, every single night, that restaurant was open. The kale and wild mushroom paella was the number one entree, undefeated.
It's insane.
Not 90% of the time, not 99% of the time, every night.
And to think you almost took it off.
Yeah, and it's a vegetarian paella. I just think people like kale.
Yeah. You know what I like is doing like veggie tacos.
Like cauliflower tacos?
Yeah, like cauliflower tacos, mushroom tacos,
yeah,
sweet potato tacos. So good.
Well, I find the two ingredients that I use as go-to, let's just say, meat substitutions, because I don't like using things like, I'm just not a tofu tempeh
me either
kind of guy. Okay?
I can't do it.
That said, you know, Christina, you know, eats a lot of food like that.
Yeah.
She calls it fake chicken and fake this and fake that, which I don't, you know, I don't get. So I said to her, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make you a tofu dish. And she's like, you got to be kidding me. So here was my tofu dish. I took tofu. First of all, I wasn't really sure what kind of tofu to buy.
Mm.
So I didn't know if it was silken tofu or firm tofu or whatever. So she told me to buy the firmer tofu. So I bought that, drained it out, sliced it, and I seared it in a cast iron pan so it got crusty.
Okay.
She actually thought that I should have seared it more.
Hmm.
But that was the idea. And I made a red curry with broccolini and the tofu. So that was, and then like some steamed rice. It was
good.
I mean, I love the curry and the broccoli and the rice. I don't love the tofu, but some people want to feel like they're not being left out of the burger game, even if
totally,
they don't eat
and
meat.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I get it, but I just, eh.
You're not feeling it.
No.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
But, so basically, yeah, so we have the mushrooms with the barbecue sauce. And we have the chickpeas, which actually helps bind it and hold it together. And then we have the quinoa. So I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to like whisk this egg. I have a shell in the egg. It's so annoying. Do you eat veggie burgers?
Yeah, I do.
Like you
every
order
once
them?
Every once in a while.
You order it?
Yes.
And here's the thing that here's my problem.
Okay.
I'm not a veggie burger eater.
Yeah.
For the most part. So I didn't really have a lot of experience with it, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
But one of the things that I've heard from, you know, like more than not, is that people don't like them. Like they're always not satisfied with what they order.
Right.
Okay. So I always thought to myself, well, I'm not going to do that. Like I'm not going to have something that people aren't satisfied with.
Yeah.
So, but people.
Okay, wait, you're dipping the patty into the egg right now.
Yeah, into the egg. And then I don't have quinoa flour, but I have rice, brown rice flour. So I'm just gonna sprinkle this on a little bit. And then I'm gonna put it in some canola oil and fry it. And the idea is to like give this thing some texture.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, cause like I always find like if it's just like a bunch of black beans or something like that, it doesn't have any texture to it.
It's true, and that's a good point, yeah. Alternatives aren't always satisfying enough. And then you're like, why did I even do this?
Well, that's exactly my point, Soph. So basically what I'm doing here is this burger, you know, all the ingredients inside are cooked. You know, the mushrooms are cooked with the barbecue sauce, the quinoa is cooked, and the chickpeas are cooked.
Mm.
And they're just pureed. So everything is cooked, so nothing really has to cook, so to speak.
Right.
So I'm not trying to get it to medium rare or medium or
You're
something like that.
You're just texturizing it,
I'm
really.
Basically just, I'm cooking it through, and I'm giving it a crust on the outside.
It looks really good.
You say that surprisingly.
Because I'm surprised.
Okay.
No, I mean, is there any, do you ever choose alternatives?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, I eat vegetables.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting the term that you're using. What did you say?
Vegetable forward?
Vegetable forward, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like so many of my dishes on my menu at Amalfi, I mean, basically, it's a pescatarian menu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, we have steaks because we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we sell a lot of steaks. We have three different steaks. We have a filet, a New York strip, and we have a ribeye steak. And we have a chicken dish. And we sell, you know, a ton of those. But the majority of what we sell is fish, you know, fish on the grill or in the oven. And, you know, a ton of vegetables. We have a lot of vegetable side dishes. And then, you know, lots of salads and lots of pastas. And some of the pastas have fish in them. None of them have red meat in them. It's only fish or shellfish and vegetables, and that's it. That's the way I want to eat. I want to eat fish and vegetables for the most part. But that said, every once in a while, like once every 10 days, I want a big-ass steak. I just do.
Okay, so your veggie burger is quinoa, chickpeas,
wild mushrooms. Yeah.
But what's in like an Impossible Burger?
It's plants.
But what is it?
I don't know. It's proprietary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do they tell you what the ingredients are?
Well, let me see if I can look it up.
Look it up. Because I think that would be really interesting to know. I mean, how do you feel about like fake chorizo or turkey bacon or...
Turkey bacon I'm cool with.
You are?
Yeah.
To me, there are certain things about certain things that are why you eat them. I eat bacon because it's smoky and crispy. Turkey bacon cannot get crisp.
I mean, no, not in the way that bacon can. But I still like the flavor.
How do you feel about eggplant?
I love eggplant. I don't know how to make eggplant.
Well, I think one of the dishes you should have in your repertoire is the eggplant bolognese that I make.
Oh my God, that is one of my favorite dishes.
It's a really good dish, and now it's made its way to Amalfi. But again, really good vegetarian dish. And, you know, like eggplant, it has that meaty texture to it, you know? It's kind of like mushrooms.
I can't figure out what is in an Impossible Burger.
They don't tell you?
No.
What do they say? They have to say something ingredient-wise, don't they?
Let's see here.
Nothing?
I can't figure it out.
What are the Impossible Burger ingredients? Protein from soy and potatoes. Flavor from hemp, the molecule that makes meat taste, well, meaty. Fat from coconut and sunflower oils, make it sizzle on the griddle. Binders, something called I don't know how to pronounce this. And food starch, hold it together so you can make anything you want. Meatballs, kebabs, patties, and more.
Are you reading this on their website?
Here's the ingredient list. Water, soy protein concentrate, coconut oil, sunflower oil, natural flavors, 2% or less of potato protein, methylcellulose, yeast extract, cultured dextrose, food starch modified, soy something, salt mixed, some antioxidant, soy protein isolate, vitamins and minerals like zinc and glutenate, and then niacin, hydrochloride, vitamin B6, riboflavin, vitamin B2, vitamin B12. It contains soy, and it contains an alum derivative. So alum is like, you know, it's the family that includes like garlic and onions, shallots, and things like that. So if you have any allergies or concerns about specific ingredients, they always recommend speaking to whoever is serving your meal. Well, okay. It's a lot of ingredients.
It is a lot of ingredients.
But, you know, they've created this phenomenon
of
people that, what I hear people say when they eat it is that they feel like they're eating a beef burger.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the appeal. So, yeah, so I'm going to keep cooking this burger until it's nice and crusty, and just until it kind of cooks inside. You think it looks good?
Yeah, it does look good.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little bit of this secret sauce on the bottom.
Which is?
Well, usually I cook it with, usually I make it with mayonnaise, roasted red pepper puree, and chipotle puree.
Yum.
Which is like what we use on our fries, but I also put it on my burgers now. But I didn't have chipotle in my house, which is shocking. But I do have sriracha.
Okay.
So it's sriracha and mayonnaise on the bottom. And then, do you put cheese on your veggie burgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna put a piece of American cheese on this veggie burger as well. So when you look at this, do you think to yourself, I'm excited about this?
Yeah, I am excited about this, actually.
Or I'm just gonna eat it.
No, I'm excited about this. It's really brown now. It's the, you know, it's the color of like a beef burger.
Yeah. Exactly. But we want to make sure that it's not cold.
Are you worried it's going to fall apart?
I'm not worried it's going to fall apart because that's what I did. I bound it with the quinoa. No.
Oh.
The quinoa and the chickpeas are holding the mushrooms together.
Got it.
It's really the chickpeas, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know, kind of acts as like the thing that's binding it together. But it's not, you know, there's not like flour and egg running through there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, it's pure vegetables. So you get like, mushrooms have a very meaty texture to them, and they're earthy.
Yep.
So they really, not that they take the place of meat, but it's like one of those ingredients that is meaty,
yeah,
so to speak. And then you have the smokiness of the barbecue sauce that gives, you know, it kind of emulates the smokiness of cooking a burger on a grill, so to speak, or something like that.
How long are you leaving this on for? What are you waiting for here?
It's cold inside.
Huh.
Because I had it in the refrigerator.
Got it.
I mean, once you put these together, you want them to chill a little bit.
Got it.
So it might be cold in the middle. Do you care?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one wants a cold burger.
No.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Come on.
I'm excited to try this.
You are?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put the cheese on here.
What cheese did you put on?
Always American. I'm going to let the cheese melt, and then you're going to have a burger. And I'm going to put some iceberg lettuce, because iceberg is the best lettuce for a burger, because it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato?
Yeah.
Okay. Onion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Load it up. All
Ooh,
the
look
fixings.
At that.
Yeah, that looks great.
What do you think, Sophie?
Looking good, Dad. You know a thing or two.
They forced my hand in the veggie burger department.
Where'd you get this recipe from?
What do you mean?
Like,
I made it on the spot.
That's pretty crazy.
I had to. I wasn't given a choice. That's what the guy challenged me to. All right, so.
But had you been thinking about veggie burgers at all before that?
No.
That's so interesting to me.
So. You want ketchup on it, or do you want...
No, because you already put the sauce on
it. I put that sauce. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that enough sauce?
I think so.
You want it on this side, too?
Sure. We've made it to the bun.
You want onion?
Some tomato, some lettuce. Yeah, put a little onion.
Okay. All right, you have to give me your honest opinion on this.
Okay.
It looks pretty good.
It does.
What are you smelling?
I'm just seeing what it smells like.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's so hot.
It's hot?
Uh-huh. It's good.
Really?
Yeah. It is good.
What do you like about it? Does it taste like a burger?
No.
It's a veggie burger.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like chickpeas to me.
So it feels like, it feels falafel-esque?
It's very falafel-esque.
Okay. I don't mind that.
No, I don't either. I don't mind that if I know what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be surprised.
But in terms of like, I guess what I really want to know is, as far as veggie burgers go.
Yeah.
Is it passable?
Totally. Totally.
I mean, we serve a version of this burger, and people seem to like it. It's not what I would order, ever.
No, I mean, this isn't the same thing, but, like, I feel like I'd rather have, like, a fried tomato sandwich, like a fried tomato veggie burger patty-ish sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't tell if you like it. Now, you've had 3 bites of it.
I do like it. I probably wouldn't order it, though.
Sounds great.
Sorry.
Well, there you go.
Thanks. It is good.
I mean, do you find yourself eating less meat these days?
Yeah.
Why? What's your reasoning? Is it about just taste preference?
No, I mean, it's, you know.
Health?
Health, yeah. I mean, that being said, I don't like a diet by any means or cut things out, but I definitely try to eat like a little, I try not to eat too much red meat. I mean, I love red meat. I love a burger. I love a steak. But yeah, I try not to eat too much of it. I'm very vegetable forward.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, in a big way.
I know. What about like, I noticed the other day, like you put some cashew cheese in my refrigerator.
So good. But I'm also really interested in alternatives. Like, you know, not everyone that you find is good, but, or is to your, you know, preference, but I'm really interested in the alternative movement. That being said though, there has been like a little bit of controversy in terms of how much sugar is being added to these things.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's going to be a big conversation in this alternative food wave. You know, have companies been adding as much sugar as they say they have? Have they been adding a little bit more? You know, I think that's a little bit of an issue.
I mean, look, you know, it's, you can't have it all.
Right.
I mean, it can't be like sugar-free, dairy-free, plant-based. No, seriously.
No, I know.
No, unsaturated fats, and then expect it to taste like anything.
Right.
Like, there's got to be some pain somewhere.
Yeah.
But you know, if you want flavor, if you want to actually enjoy what you're eating, otherwise we're just going to be eating like frozen leaves before you know it.
Right.
You know.
What I mean, have you been to any vegan restaurants or vegetarian restaurants that you think are really doing it right?
I don't think of it that way. See, this is the thing I don't understand. I don't understand the need to fake out what you're eating. So if you want to eat a bunch of vegetables, eat them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's
plenty of people cooking very creative dishes with vegetables that look like themselves.
Yep.
Okay, they're not turned into something to look like something else.
Yeah.
And so, like these fake meats, so to speak, like, I'm not sure what's going on there. Like, how are they processed? I know that, like, a piece of broccoli is grown and it looks like a piece of broccoli.
Right.
Or some cauliflower. Or mushrooms, or greens, kale, broccolini, tatsoi, bok choy. All these things are delicious, and there's so many ways to make them.
Yeah.
I mean, asparagus, green peas, fava beans, fiddlehead ferns, carrots, baby carrots, potatoes, purple potatoes, purple sweet potatoes.
Oh my God, you could go on all day.
No, but that's my point.
Right.
My point is that if you want to eat healthfully in a vegetable manner, vegan, vegetarian, there are so many, I think, purer ways to do it. I'm not even talking about from a health standpoint, because I'm not a nutritionist, so I'm going to leave that to them. But I just think from a pure sensibility of like, this is a beautiful sweet potato that I have in front of me that was roasted, and it has a vinaigrette on it with some delicious apple cider vinegar and delicious olive oil. And, you know, maybe some fresh herbs and, I know, some pickled vegetables on top. I mean, delicious.
Right.
Instead.
You don't want it to be masked.
Instead, hi, would you like the the fake chorizo huevos rancheros? Wait, what? No, I don't.
No.
I just don't.
No, thank you.
So that's just, listen, I think we're in a place now where, you know, we're pushing the envelope for meatless meals.
Mm-hmm.
And that can mean lots of different things. My preference is go big on vegetables in their natural state.
That's fair.
You know, use them, cook them, execute them.
Eat them.
Pair them with other vegetables that play along nicely together. And then you'll have a really, I think you'll have a very wholesome, bright, flavorful, creative dinner.
I would love some bok choy.
You would?
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Great.
What would you do with it?
I mean, you know, it's an Asian vegetable in terms of its origin. So I always think along those lines. So I think like fresh ginger, fresh garlic, scallions, soy, sesame oil, maybe some citrus, you know, maybe some peanuts or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yum.
You know, like to me, that's, you know, fresh cilantro. You could do some sort of, you know, curry vinaigrette or something like that. Like,
yum.
You have like a red curry vinaigrette to go on top of it. Peanuts. Mm, that sounds really good.
Okay.
But seriously, but there you go.
Yeah.
You know, but to each his own. Everybody's allowed to eat whatever they want to eat.
That's true. But I would like to eat some bok choy. Whip it up.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.